And we're talking now about women who have historically been seen as writers of cozy crime fiction, featuring amateur investigators like Miss Marple and Nancy Drew and all of those. But now women are taking up writing where their protagonists are hard-boiled professionals who know what they're about. So who are the people leading this change, and what's caused this shift in the waters of crime fiction? I'm joined now by Dr. Lily Piquet, a lecturer in writing at the University of New England, to chat about it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
So, Lily, I have first, before we kind of dive into this, women as crime writers, what makes crime fiction, do you think, so enticing to people?
It's hard to say. I think something about crime fiction I think that people like is that it does test your moral ideas, and it's about stories that interest people, murder, crime interest people because it's such a tense moment in people's lives and so unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also something that we want to understand and get our heads around.
Right. Absolutely. So when we look at women in the past who have been, in the lead roles of these books, they've been historically typecast as, kind of incompetent amateurs, or at the very best kind of like figuring their way out, even as lead characters. Why is this the case?
I think it might be to do with historically women not actually working in criminal justice jobs. So we didn't really see women joining the police, for example, in large numbers, at least until, I would say, the 50s and 60s, they started really joining. So having this kind of professional woman would be very unrealistic to a lot of readers. But it's a bit odd these days because we do have a lot of women in the police and in the law and in the jobs like that. So we're seeing more of these women now, I think, as characters, which is really lovely.
Absolutely. So it was kind of a case of like, we didn't see these people in society, and so writing about them would seem very far-fetched.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. Well, obviously, as you said, now we have women in, you have justice professionals who, have worked in the system, and now you write about ex-justice professionals turning into crime writers. How do their lived experiences play into their novels?
I think there's a lot of ways that they do. One of the things that I really notice about their books is that they don't just write about murder cases all the time, or serial killers specifically.
Yeah.
So we see a lot of crime books where it's about serial killers going around targeting women, and it's become this, I think, quite cliched storyline. And instead we have women like Linda Fairstein, for example, writes more about serial rapists who mm-hmm. keep getting away with it because they get out on bail, or, there's problems with the investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And those things, I think, hang true for a lot of female readers as well, so unfortunately.
Yes.
So there's that difference, I think, is one of the really major ones.
So like having women write about issues changes the treatment, or I guess opens up issues that we don't often see displayed in a sort of in-depth or adult way.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think like the other thing that I really notice about the books as well is there's a lot of treatment of how these women have to somehow figure out their professional roles as women
mm-hmm.
in these institutions that have been traditionally very male.
mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of problems with those as well. One example would be, if anyone's read Lisa Scottoline, she has this all-woman law firm, or almost all-woman, and they constantly have these prank callers ringing in and
right.
abusing them because they're all women. And, just their ways around that. They make a lot of jokes about them, and they call the callers, premenstrual Fred and things like that.
Yeah. So when we, this is as sort of a recent development, I guess, relatively, these ex-justice professionals writing these books, where might we see this genre go in the future?
I'm not sure. I think that they're not going away. There's mm-hmm. becoming, there's more and more women are starting to do it. So I just hope that they get a lot of readers
yeah.
and people really engage with this stuff because it's really wonderful. And I think, there are some really big name female crime writers at the moment. So it seems to be this kind of resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of Jane Harper, for example, who wrote The Dry and people like that. So I think people might start to pay more attention to this group of authors as well.
Yeah.
But you do have like really interesting authors in there. So I don't know if many people know that Marcia Clarke writes crime novels now. And she was the prosecutor in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Right, yeah.
So there's some really interesting women actually doing this.
Cool. So we can expect to see more of that in the future, and it's definitely not going away.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And that was Dr. Lily Piquet from the University of New England. Now, she has written a book about this topic entitled Crime Fiction from a Professional Eye, Women Writers with Law Enforcement and Justice Experience, that you can find, I believe, on Amazon and maybe elsewhere, too. So if you're interested, you can search for Dr. Lily Piquet's book online about this topic if you want to learn more.